Chapter 2. March 17th, 4:45 p.m. CET, Cumi, Italy. Why am I always stuck underground? Sergeant Jordan Stone dragged himself forward with his elbows through the cramped tunnel. Rock pressed tightly on him from all sides, and the only way to move forward was to wriggle like a worm. As he struggled, dirt sifted into his hair and fell into his eyes. At least I'm still moving. He pushed forward another few inches. A heavily accented voice called from the tunnel ahead, encouraging him.
You're almost through.
That would be Bacco. He pictured the tall sanguinist who hailed from somewhere in Africa. Last week, when Jordan had inquired about his exact country of origin, Bacco had been vague, saying only,
Like many nations in Africa, the one I come from has borne many names and likely will bear many more.
It was a typical sanguinist answer, dramatic and basically useless. Jordan stared ahead. He could vaguely make out a dull glow, a promise that this damned tunnel did indeed reach an inner cavern. He fought toward that light. Earlier today, Bacco had climbed down this recently discovered tunnel, returning with the news that the shaft led straight to the Sibyl's temple. A horrific battle had been fought in that cavern a few months back, when an innocent boy had been used as a sacrificial lamb in an attempt to open a gate to hell. The effort had failed, and afterward a giant earthquake had sealed the place up. As he crawled, another voice, in a lilting Indian accent, urged him from behind, poking fun at him.
Maybe you shouldn't have had such a big breakfast.
He glanced back towards Sophia, making out her lithe, shadowy form. Unlike the doer, Bacco, this particular sanguinist always seemed on the verge of laughter, a perpetual shadow of a smile on her lips, her dark eyes shining with amusement. He usually appreciated her good humor. Not now. He rubbed dust from his stinging eyes. At least.